The Stanford Lasses by Glenys Crossland, read by Maggie Mash.
I'm going to tell our dad on thee, Lizzie.
Don't you dare!
Lizzie brushed her hair vigorously, counting subconsciously with every stroke.
88, 89.
Young Ruth paused from straightening the feathers on Lizzie's brown felt hat to stick out her tongue at Alice.
Just like you to tell tales, she said, glaring at her eldest sister.
I don't tell tales, except when I've good reason to, and when it's for our Lizzie's own good. She'll end up in trouble if she's not careful.
No, I won't. I only want a bit of fun, that's all. It's only once in a blue moon I ask to stop at Annie's for the night. Our dad wouldn't let me stay to the end otherwise.
Lizzie couldn't help thinking what a sanctimonious old misery there Alice was sometimes.
You're just jealous, Ruth said, glowering. Because nobody ever asks you to go anywhere.
Alice coloured. No, I'm not. And if they did, I wouldn't dream of telling lies.
I'm not really telling lies, Lizzie flushed. I just said I was going with Annie Hampshire and staying at her house for the night. That's the truth. It's just that her dad won't make us be in by 9:30. Why, it isn't worth going at all if I've to leave at 9. The dancing will only just be starting by then.
But thou didn't mention that thou'll be going with George Crossman as well.
No, but there again nobody asked me, so I didn't lie.
Lizzie glared at Alice, becoming more and more exasperated.
Oh, come on, Alice, she pleaded. It isn't many people from our end of Cottonley who receive an invitation to the hall, and it is a special occasion. It isn't every day they throw a dinner dance to celebrate a new reservoir.
And that's another thing. There'll be all those loud-mouthed contractors there as well. Not at all fit company for two innocent girls. 9:30 would be quite late enough.
Lizzie couldn't help but giggle at hearing herself described as innocent. Not that she had let George do anything really bad, but she wondered what Alice would say if she knew how George made her feel when he kissed her on a Sunday evening on the way home from chapel. Sometimes she even wished he would do something other than kiss her, but George respected her far too much to attempt anything like that.
I won't be with the contractors. I shall be with George. Besides, Annie knows all the contractors by name. After all, she does work at the hall. That's why she's been invited.
Lizzie wondered if Alice was jealous, because Annie hadn't given her one of the tickets. But no, Alice wasn't interested in that sort of thing. A social at the chapel was much more in her line.
Annie's sister told me all about working at the hall, young Ruth piped up. All about the food they serve in silver dishes, hams and salmon, and a pig's head set out on a tray for fancy. She says they can eat all the leftovers and take some home on their days off. I wouldn't mind working somewhere like that, except that poor Annie has to empty 30 poles every morning, and she says that when the contractors have been on the beer, they're absolutely full to the brim. Sometimes we're sick and all.
Ruth,
shut up,
Alice demanded, causing Ruth to stick out her tongue once again.
Anyway, I'm going to bed. I don't want black under my eyes for the big night. And we've to be up at 5:30, don't forget.
Lizzie went to the clothes closet for the umpteenth time and peered in, admiring the dress hanging there. Ruth skipped around the large iron bed and stood beside her.
Oh, Lizzie, it's lovely. You're going to look beautiful, I know you are.
Lizzie closed the door reluctantly. She could stand admiring the dress all night. Not that it was completely new. Nobody ever had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?